Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tony, you denied me of something. You denied me of joy.
I know I did.
And you deny me of joy a lot, but you really deny me of joy here. I think you would. I think for a lot of Ohio State fans, I think what you did to our fans was a disservice. We got a needy coming up at 8:20, by the way. We'll go over the Would You Rathers again coming up at 8:40. There's a lot of people who are upset with the truth right now. You didn't watch the Ohio State game, and you refused to watch the Ohio State game. And I think you denied fans of a – like, when the Browns lose, and they lose in a very embarrassing fashion, like, there are times – I'm not going to do it every single Monday because I think it loses its luster, but there are times where I'm really mad, and I'm going to let them have it. And, like, a couple of weeks ago, kind of let them have it, kind of really let them have it. I think that you are much – you're just not like me. You're not loud. You're not as emotional as I am, and I really think you've denied
everybody. Except for Ohio State, normally.
Exactly. Yeah. You've really denied everybody that opportunity because you get very emotional. You say things that at that time are almost, I mean, it's nonsensical, but it's angry, and I love it. And because you didn't watch the game and you won't watch Ohio State Michigan back, you've denied us that opportunity. One, for an Ohio State fan to have their therapy moment like we do with the Browns, or two, for the Michigan fan who says that you're being a sourpuss and a sore loser, you've ruined the opportunity for people to have a lot of pleasure or a lot of therapy on this.
It's the mind games that Michigan fans have been using for years. Like, oh, we're not even that invested anymore. We know that you take football more seriously than us. We know you're a better program. We're not just life or death on this as you guys are. That's what they tell themselves after every embarrassing loss over the last how many years? You know, one win in the last, what, feels like 17 years? I mean, that's what you tell yourselves, of course. But I legitimately did not watch the game because I was working during the game. There was no win. It wasn't like normally, like, we can work. If I'm here, I can watch a game. I can have it on TV. Or if I was over at the TV station, obviously we'd be monitoring it. No, I was broadcasting a football game that was on at the exact same time. And so I obviously got in my car, knew that they had lost or they were on the verge of losing.
Yeah.
My buddies were all losing their minds. And so I said, this is amazing. This is an amazing feeling. I'm mad they lost, obviously. I'm very disappointed. I thought Ohio State, it was going to be tough. I was the one person sounding the alarms weeks ago saying, there are some matchups here that do not favor Ohio State. Not that I think they lose, no, all that. But I got in the car going, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I will never watch this game. I told Sarah to delete it. I said, hey, do me a favor, delete it. Because we had it taped. We had DVR'd. I said, delete it. And she goes, seriously? I go, yeah, get rid of it. I'm never going to watch this game. And she said, isn't that your job to watch the game and break it down? I said, but not this one.
I think that's first off, that's, you can do whatever you want. It's entertainment purposes only. You're not a journalist. At least in this sense, you're not. You can do whatever you want.
And we don't an Ohio State show.
But there's times where, okay, we would if it came to that moment, and I think you've denied us again. It's for entertainment purposes or therapy purposes, and I think that our listeners have the right, and I mean the right, to either your anger or vitriol or whatever you are going to share, because I feel that knowing you, you would have watched that, and it wouldn't have been just Kerry Combs. You would have called for everybody to be fired. You would have called for, like, the entire, like, when you have five defensive coordinators, you really have none.
Oh, can you imagine my tweets? Can you imagine what I would have been saying about their lack of physicality?
I think this morning you would be encouraging Ryan Day to the NFL.
Yeah, I'd want him out. I'd probably want him out.
You gotta understand,
I'd probably want Marcus Freeman.
You didn't watch the game.
Or Matt Campbell or Luke Fickell.
You don't get the painting of the picture of what type of game it was. You just saw the final score, and your friend's bitching. Not only did they lose, I can't believe I'm saying this, they got out physical. At the line of scrimmage, you got eaten alive. You got out physical.
They weren't the only ones. You're not the only one to say that, obviously.
I saw an Ohio State team, for the first time, that probably since Tim Biakabatuka, get out physicaled, and then they got, you could tell they got frustrated, and they didn't know what to do. They freaked out.
You are not the only one with that assessment.
And I think, but there's difference. There's difference in hearing it from somebody else and you actually seeing it. And I think you've denied everybody that opportunity. Lewis and Shaker, hello.
Y'all know I'm a Michigan fan. Woo! There you go, Lyman. We knocked out the national championship. Oh. Go blue, baby. We took it to y'all in the trenches. Ain't like we won through the air a finesse game. We got down and dirty, and y'all could not.
He didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it, Lewis. I have no perspective. I didn't see it.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, Lewis, the last time I saw this matchup, it was Ohio State kicking your ass. So I've never seen Michigan kick our ass. I didn't see it, so I don't have any evidence. I mean, I do know one thing, that one of the darkest incidents in the history of this rivalry was your team backing out last year and using a pandemic as an excuse. I do remember that.
All right, whoa, we're talking about the health and safety of players.
Yeah,
here.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about the health and safety of people. I think
they had no problem with the health and safety of their student athletes every week up until then.
They had other games canceled.
But then they decided,
canceled.
You know what? We realize they can name the score. I think Vegas said it would have been like 28, 29. It would have been one of the biggest spreads in the history of the rivalry. And they said, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and pack it in and not play that game.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the Browns fans that you make fun of when they call in and they say, how do you guys not sit there and kiss Baker's ass every waking moment? He's better than all the other quarterbacks we've had over the last 20 years. And then you turn around and say, all those other years don't matter. What matters is this year, and he struggled this year. You haven't said any of that stuff when it comes to this rivalry. Now you're talking about the olden days. You want to bring up Urban Meyer? Is that what we want to do? We want to bring up Urban Meyer?
Wait, the great thing about this is,
living in the past?
The great thing is, Michigan loses their best two pass rushers, and Ohio State has, another top three recruiting class.
So
Michigan does not have that.
But what I'm saying is, you're doing
what... I'm not too worried.
You're doing what we've long time accused Michigan fans of. I need to keep you honest.
I'm not really doing any of that. They would have been a 30-point favorite in that game, and Michigan said, we're not even going to take the ball and go home. We don't even want the ball. We're just going home. It's an all-time embarrassing moment in the history of the rivalry. Michigan fans know it. They laughed about it last year because they're like, we just spared ourselves of one of the biggest ass-kickings ever. And, of course, we know Harbaugh would have been fired.
Last year's the past. Last year, though, is the past.
Yes.
This year is the now, and you lost.
I hope you win this week. I hope you win this week. I really do. I hope, and you know how much pressure is on Michigan.
Don't look at me when you say you. I'm an Akron fan.
Oh, are you?
We're getting our new head coach.
Is that right? Thank God,
I can't say his name.
You better hope you win that game. That's all I'm going to say, Michigan, because I'm watching this one. I didn't watch last week. I'm watching your game.
That's not how it works.
It is how it works. I've got the popcorn ready. I'm having friends over. We're having a Michigan-Iowa viewing party in the Big Ten, and you better win. Lewis, you better call up on Monday. You better call up, because the sports boy is watching the sports this week.
Josh in Florida. Josh, hello.
Oh, my goodness. Where have all these Michigan fans been, huh? Where have they been? That's what I want to know.
Oh, they've been worried about academics, Josh.
They've been
worried about making sure to get in all those electives so all the players can graduate and have the Michigan degrees. That's at least what they tell me every year, Josh.
Yeah, they don't care about football. That's why you don't have Jim Harbaugh how many years ago crying about a fourth down call and then give up a walk-in touchdown to Curtis Samuel. It's funny. I have a boss higher up there, huge Steelers fan, and I know Brown fans don't want to hear it. And, you know, me bottom of the totem pole, my job, like, this is my one moment after we beat them in the playoffs. Like, told you were going to lose. And he said, yeah, enjoy that win, but it's about time you guys finally done something. And I didn't want to believe him, but, you know, now look how the Browns are going this season. So, Michigan fans, enjoy this one, but you do know we're going to reload. We're going to get better tackles.
Well, they know that. Yeah, Michigan fans do know that. They know this isn't like an inflection point in the rivalry where they're going to go in two separate. No, they know that they can't recruit as well as Ohio State.
Thank you, Josh.
They know that train is continuing down the tracks, and they're going to celebrate it. They have their tweets from 8 years ago. Again, I don't even know if Twitter was invented yet. the last time they won, so they have their tweets. And let us have it. Let all the Buckeye fans have it because you get 1 year. You get 1 year to celebrate because you know there's zero chance you're winning next
Steve
year.
Steve says here you're worked into a shoot. I like this. I like good. You are getting a little – I kind of get what I wanted. You didn't even see the game.
Enjoy this now. And again, I have no perspective to talk because I did not see the game. But you have 1 year. And really, you might not even have a year because you better win. All I'm saying
is – linebackers hiding in the gaps, man.
You better win. It's 11 point.
Michigan
11
was more than
thread.
Willing to beat you in the B gap. They were
Michigan
like, no,
fans,
no thank you.
Get ready to call on Monday. Because you know for a fact, if Iowa wins that game, we're doing 4-hour post-game show on Monday. You're gonna get a dialed-in, engaged sports boy Tony watching your Michigan Wolverines. We'll be playing Hail to the Victors for 4 hours, commemorating Iowa beating you in the Big Ten championship game.
Sports boy Fry.
Oh, boy.
We're going to paint the locker rooms and the bathrooms here pink. We're going to be painting them pink here at the Halley Building because we're all Iowa fans. We're all Iowa fans. Let's get our quarter.
I'm not an Iowa fan.
Oh, we are this week.
I'm not an Iowa fan. I'm not a Michigan fan. Not an Iowa fan. No.
Ricky Stanzi. We're going to have him on this week.
Oh, are we allowed to? I think he's on a different.
Dan DeRose of the big board.
Now, he can't have Dan DeRose of the
Dan's
big board.
Going.
Yes.
Dan's going to Indy. He says they got a whole. He said Michigan fans really cannot get tickets. That's not a lie. Like, Ohio State fans bought the tickets and the hotels, and they ain't giving them up. This is how – you want to talk about bitter rivalry moments? That is a bitter rivalry moment.
I need to hear from somebody who's eaten, like, a $700 hotel bill for a couple of days just so they don't have to sell them to a Michigan fan, just so it makes it harder for Michigan fans to be at the game. Coming up next.
That's how you know it's still a rivalry.
That's me.
That's how you know.
Coming up next, Aditi Kinkabwala, 820. Also, your Browns fandom – might have made you more of a Cavs fan this year because they're kicking ass and taking names with Evan Mobley back. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.